We'll get into this game. I know Tony's a little busy today.
Oh, what?
Tony has a job to do, what?
This would be an awesome.
Oh, we got to find out where they're calling from. Braxton, where are you calling from?
So I live in Iowa Falls.
Okay.
I'm just driving right now, though.
Okay, be safe, please.
Hands free.
Okay, perfect. And Tim, where are you calling from?
Hey, Mom, I'm from Idaho Falls, but I'm actually in Pocatello right now.
Two travelers.
Dude, that's funny. I'm driving north of Pocatello right now.
Oh, no.
Wow.
This is wild.
It's a coinky dink.
I'm going to have to drive and find him.
Oh, God. Right? Do we need to do a live edition of K-Bear Chaos Trivia?
I think so. That'd be great.
That sounds intense.
In the octagon.
Mm-hmm. In the octagon. They're going to throw punches. If you get the correct answer, you get to punch the other guy in the face.
I like the direction. God, took a turn, but you know what?
Real violent all of a sudden. Wow.
Let's get into this. They're both new nachos, so I'm going to go over the rules. I'm going to ask you guys simple trivia questions. You're going to shout out your name when you think you know the answer. You can totally cut me off if you think you know where I'm going with the question. However, if you get it wrong, I read it in full to your opponent. So it is a gamble, like Tony says.
Mm-hmm. Total gamble.
What else am I forgetting? Oh, first person of two correct answers will score themselves a $20 gift card to Costa Vida Fresh Mexican Grill. Your choice of East Idaho Haunt tickets, because we got a bunch of tickets to give away. And since it's getting chilly out, a K-Bear beanie.
Wow.
Aww. Yeah.
Tacos, ghosts, and hats.
Woo!
Wow. What a prize package.
Oh, my God. You could go to Costa Vida before you go to the Haunt.
Mm-hmm. While you wear your beanie.
Boom.
Wow.
We just planned your Saturday night.
Yep.
Okay, let's get to
prize
the game.
Package.
You're welcome.
Braxton versus Tim. That is what we're listening for. Shout out your name. When you think you know the answer, wait for me to call on you, and then you can give your answer. Question number one. True or false? The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is 666. Oh, we don't know that one?
Mm-hmm.
Braxton, go ahead.
Oh, it's false, just on a gut feeling. I don't know this one off the top of my head, so gut feeling false.
I don't have my error button or my wrong answer button.
So it was true.
Well, I guess we kind of just give that one to Tim, or do we?
Yeah, because it's 50-50.
That's true.
Yeah.
So he can only say true.
Well he could have said false. Let me just go ahead and read it in full to Tim. Tim, true or false? The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is 666.
I think we're gonna go with true.
Right.
Very nice.
That isn't common. Do I just know a lot about gambling?
You do this all the time with that.
I
isn't common
know.
Knowledge. No, it's really not.
It was spooky with 666.
It's spooky.
We're
it's
Halloween.
Weird. That's
yeah.
That's,
I'm not much of a gambler.
It makes sense that a roulette game would be a devil's game, though.
Yeah, gambling.
Joke's on you, sucker.
All right, so Tim kind of by default gets that question.
True or false? Yeah, it works.
All right, now we'll go to an easy one. I thought, okay, never mind. I shouldn't write these questions.
You're good, girl. You got it.
Now I'm stressed. There's like pressure on me.
Right. Sorry.
Question number two. Braxton needs this to stay in the game. How many eggs are in a dozen?
Ten.
Was that Tim first? Or it was someone shouting out the number 10? I think it was Tim.
I think it was Tim as well.
I'm going for Tim.
Okay, that's the unanimous decision.
We're
thinking Tim said Tim and not Tin.
Tim, did you say Tim?
No, that would have been the last part of Braxton.
Oh,
snap.
Stop. No.
Oh, man. You guys are totally confusing it now.
I think someone's trying to cheat here.
I don't know what to do.
Throw out that question, we go on to something else.
Yeah.
You're making the call.
That's all we can do because it was too confusing. It could have been the last part of Braxton. Or it could have been 10. Or it could have been Tim.
But that's not fair, because it sounded like Tim.
Had he just gone with Steve, I think we would have been fine.
Yeah, Absolutely. We would be good right now.
Oh, but my God.
Here we are.
If you judges feel it's Tim, vote Tim.
Are we... What are we doing?
Let's go with a different question. Let's make it
throwing
fair.
It out.
It's going to make it totally fair. Different question.
That,
it's all good.
Taco fell on the floor? Is it taco?
The nachos are all over the place.
Nachos everywhere.
Okay. This one can't get confused with Tin or Tim or anything. Question number two for realsies this time. Where can you see the Statue of Liberty?
Braxton.
Okay.
Did you hear the Braxton?
He
emphasized his name.
Lots of good enunciation going on there.
Braxton, go ahead. What's the answer?
There's actually two. New York City and then Paris, France.
Ooh.
That's true.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I can confirm.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
There's a little baby bell.
I was going to accept New York City as an answer, but I mean... France did gift us the Statue of Liberty.
And Braxton went for extra credit.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, the creator actually made a second smaller model.
What?
That's based in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
You actually watched the second National Treasure movie. It's in there.
Stop.
Wow.
Stop. I love those movies.
All I expected today was free coffee, and I'm getting an education. Check that out.
Oh, I love that. Look at that, learning on K-Bear Chaos Trivia, powered by Costa Vida Fresh Mexican Grill.
We're educational.
All right. We got a tie game.
Oh, we do? Holy cow.
We got a tie game. Question number three for the win. Should not be able to mess up this one. This one should be good. Red and yellow make what color?
Tim.
Okay, that was Tim
that Tim.
Time. That was a Tim.
Yep, Tim
I
was
heard
first.
The yep, solid Tim. Tim, go ahead.
Orange.
Yes!
Yay!
Tim is our Tim with an M, as in Mary, as in Margaret, as in mother. Why was that so confusing earlier?
Because the answer could have been 10 or Tim or Brax 10. There was a lot of tin going on this afternoon. There was tin everywhere.
Oh, that was such a mess, but I loved every second of you. Thank you, Tim and Braxton. You guys were amazing. Tim, hang on the phone for me. Braxton, you do the same, okay?
And drive safe.
Okay, awesome.